Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I've got some homework for you. Here we go. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Don't you love getting homework? I'd love to give some out. Hey, so it's going to be a good show today. I just got off coaching call with my man, Bob. Brand new client just came on. Bob specializes, this is what's really cool, non-Western world healing techniques. It's really super cool. It has a fascinating background in spiritual healing. And so we launched his podcast last month, and then he brought me on time. He bought my podcasting program a month ago and then brought me on full-time working together one-on-one for the next 90 days to get that message tight and to monetize it. So I want to share with you what we talked about on the call, and I think this will help you as well if you're kind of wondering, hey, you know, how do I come up with some content to talk about, and you know, how do I not get down 18 different rabbit holes, and by the end of the day, I still got nothing. Well, let me help you. Let your boy, Sammy, help you out a little bit. Hey, by the way, if you would like to work together one-on-one, what you waiting for? I got a program for everybody. Everybody. LaunchWithSam.com. LaunchWithSam.com. Get on there. I'll call you. All right. Make sure you're ready for the call, though, because I'll be calling you. LaunchWithSam.com. So Bob and I just wrapped up a call a little while ago, and I gave him homework. I'm going to give you the same homework because Bob's changing up a little bit his podcast, and he wants to go to more of that and get away from alternative health and healing to more of spiritual healing because that vibes with him better. He feels that's his zone of genius. Look, let me help you out a little bit as well. When you finally decide to say, I'm going to make every day Saturday, all right, I really want to make some money doing what it is I love to do. And, you know, quite honestly, for some people, that's just a couple grand a month. You know, some of the people I coach, they're a little bit later on in life. The kids have left the nest. God, they don't have four under the age of 19 like I do. Three of them. One in college, two in high school. It ain't about me, though. And one going into kindergarten. Can you believe our baby Susan's going to be 6 years old in 2 months? You remember? Summer 2014, 6 years old. My God. So for some people, it's $2,000 a month, you know, because their bills just aren't that much and they don't need a lot, but they really love what they're doing. For some, it's $20,000 a month. And here's the funny thing, man. If you can make $2,000 a month, you can make $20,000 a month. It's, and I know, oh, he's going to tell me, and you got to move the decimal point. You just got to, it's just one more comma over. Well, it really is, you know. Because here's what happens. When you start getting clients and selling products and services, whatever it is that you really love to do, you either get more clients or you charge more money and take on less clients. I went the latter, not the former. I decided to charge more money and work with less people because the results are just amazing and everybody feels good. Like, I feel good because they get the result because I know I'm going to hold them accountable to getting it. They feel good because they got the result, you know? But whatever it is that you decide to do, once you start getting that social proof and you can have somebody look into the cell phone camera and send you a video testimonial via text message or email, say, hey, thanks so much for the results, 1 minute or less, man, now you're either getting more clients or you're boosting the price of your product because now you've got that social proof. All right? So here's what I want you to do, okay? What I got Bob doing is we're going to regroup again tomorrow at noon Eastern time for our next coaching call, but he's going on Amazon. And he's going to go on iTunes. And on Amazon, he's going to search for books and authors of individuals who have already created ideas and content in the same niche that he's in. Okay? Which, look, he's not reinventing the wheel. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel was first invented in 800 BC. So, you know, there's no need. That's not even true. I just threw that out. See how gullible you are. You, just because I told you that, you thought, oh, 800 BC. I have no idea. It might have been invented in 8 million BC. It might not even have been invented in BC, but I think it probably was. Anyway, don't reinvent the wheel. Okay? Somebody out there is talking about the same content that you are in the same niche, the same area of scope, okay? So what I got Bob doing is going on Amazon, looking at authors and books of individuals who have created a lot of content, and then he's going to kind of put that in a Word doc or a Google doc and start brain dumping all of that stuff, kind of like data mining. And then he's going to go on iTunes and he's going to find podcasters that are creating podcasts around, and he's looking for titles and descriptions, probably going to listen to a few of them. What does all of this do? It gives you a reservoir of content to get your mind stimulated to let you know. First of all, you know what it really does? Let me just back up a little bit. What it does, it reinforces in your mind that there's a market for what it is that you sell, what it is that you teach or you're a coach, consultant. Isn't it always good to see what other people are doing and what they're buying? Some people will look at that and they're like, well, other people are already doing it. I look at that and I'm like, that's amazing. There's people doing, there's people out there that are also coaching on how to make an offer, how to do high ticket sales, how to become a speaker, selling, how many people are selling podcasting courses? The more the better, because to me, that means that there's a market out there, but it's also stimulating interest in that topic. So people get interested, and maybe if they don't vibe with somebody else, they'll vibe with you. You know what I mean? So he's going on iTunes to find different podcasts in his niche. He's going on Amazon to look at different books in his niche. He's going to start formulating his thoughts because somebody else has already put together a program, a method, a system. And Bob's going to look at that and he's going to really harvest just the best. He's going to throw away the rest. And man, I cannot wait for our call tomorrow. It's at 12 noon Eastern time. So when he gets done with those assignments, he's going to come back and we're going to say, all right, Bob, what'd you find out? What are other people talking about, teaching about methods and systems, and how can you plug yours in? You know, and here's the thing, Bob doesn't have one. So even when I say that, it's not going to be, how can you plug yours in? Bob doesn't have a method or a system yet, but he's going to be developing his method and his system based on that. And really, you know what a method and a system is? It's just a formulation of thoughts put together nice and, you know, I want to say the word. I'm just going to say nice and cozy. I don't know why I even thought of it. But nice and organized. You know, you can go buy a head of lettuce. You can go buy a few tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, and all of that stuff. Or, a head of lettuce is a dollar, okay? Or you can buy that bagged lettuce and it's about $4. It's already been done for you. What'd they do? They took everything, they packaged it up real nice and neat. So you don't have to do all of that. You just open up the bag and what do you do? Throw it in the plate and you start eating. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so go out there. I want you to go on Amazon. I want you to go on iTunes. I want you to find all that content for people in your niche. You're going to be amazed because you know what it's going to do? You're going to stimulate your mind. You'll be like, wow, look at all that information. I didn't even know. I've been in this niche 10 years and I didn't even know you could do that. That's the power. That's like a written mastermind that you just opted into for free. Kind of a voice went a little bit high there, like Peter Brady in that one episode where he sang really at a high pitch. But it was for free. You can get that information and start putting it together. Do that, would you please? Because you're going to start making some Saturday money based on your efforts to just go out there and do a little bit of data mining, get that information, and your next course, your next system and method that you're going to be charging for is right around the corner. All right, let me know how it worked out for you. Hit me up on Instagram at @everydayisSaturday. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. We'll start working together one-on-one, you and me. You and me. That's a song. I don't know where it came from, but I'm thinking that's a song. You and me. Let's get after it. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.